For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable.
That's right.
For the record, you ain't trying to grow, then it's done for you.
That's right.
For the record, lab on me going all the way.
All the way.
For the record, ain't trying to link, no time to waste.
Stop calling.
For the record. 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 For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable.
Welcome back to the Clink's Moments of Redemption. In this episode, we talked to DJ Husky, the child of two addict parents that couldn't resist the call of street life. Husky had to grow up fast. In this moment of redemption, he shares some of the memories he tried to forget.
There's a lot of incidents, you know what I mean? I think my brain, because it blocks stuff out, you know what I mean? So, like, if I'm trying now to think back, I can't think of much before I was a teenager, bro, because it's all blanked, bro.
Do you think but that's every now predominantly and again, through trauma?
Would trigger me? It's definitely trauma-wise. But every now and again, I'll be having a conversation with one of the boys, and then it will remind me of something. And because, like, I'm so desensitized to shit, I'll just bring it up and I'll be like, bro, this reminds me of that time that, like, my mum came to my house. And, like, I'm from a family where, like, you either laugh or you cry, bro, because things are pretty dire in our situation.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't talk about things and be serious all the time, bro. It fucks you up. But not many people know how to deal with shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm with the boys and I'm going, bro, this reminds me of one time I remember, like, my mum was fucking getting fucking raped by some cunt, and then I've walked in and I've had to fight the cunt, and then... Like, I'm talking about how I thought of it at the time, and I'm so far detached from that person. It's like I'm looking back on a past life. It's like I've fucking passed on, and that person doesn't exist. It's like I'm watching a movie, and I'm talking about a character. So I'm really detached from the situation. But all my mates are going, what the fuck did you see when you were a kid? Like, what? And I'm going, like, it's nothing to me. Chill. Try and get over that part. Let's talk about it. And they're just going, like, I don't know how to speak right now. You fucking just shook me.
People just hear these stories and they go, wow, I'm blown away. You know, it's like each of the guests that come onto the Clink, every one of them has a very impacting story, just like yourself, that is able to then, you know, come through the other side. The amount of messages I get from people just going, that was heartbreaking, this and that. Yeah, they are. But this is the realities. This is the truth. And it's only now that we're able to have these, like, it's accepted to have these conversations publicly.
Yeah, you're right, bro. And, like, fucking, like, it's just been nothing, like, non-stop. Even now, to this point in my life, I think, like, let's say if this was a book or a movie, there's only one way I could see it ending, bro. And it's like, I'm scared that my daughter's going to die. I'm scared that my girlfriend's going to pass away. I'm scared that they're both going to pass away. Because that's the only, like, logical step that's next for me. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like the way it's gone, it's only going to go one way. I can't ever think of, like, we're going to be all right. I still think, like, bro, something's going to happen. Like, I'm probably going to get old and then, like, get cancer or something. And that's how the story, like, when I'm happy, I just think, like, there's no relaxing. Bro, even, like, down to little things. Like, I know my girlfriend loves me, right? But when she says she loves me, just as a joke, my reflex is like, no, you don't. You know, like, I can't. And that's only a little thing. That's only on the surface. Like, but that just says a lot. Like, my missus will be like, I love you, babe. I'll be like, no, you don't, as a joke. And she, like, laughs now because she's just copped it so much.
Yeah.
Like, that's just me pushing her away because I'm like, nah, you really don't. But I know she does when I think about it, but that's just my reaction. I'm like, no, you don't.
She probably understands, your partner understands you now, because I'm sure you talk about this to her, surely.
Definitely. Like, so, I said, like, we'll be watching a movie and something will flash back and I'm just in there having the deepest conversation and she's just not prepared for this shit. She's watching a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, boom, reminds me of this. Or, like I was saying just the other day, like, one time, like I said, it's either laugh or cry with my family, bro. And my grandparents, Irish, funny cunts.
Yep.
And, like, they're pretty hard families too, you know, not drugs and that, but, like, I remember once I was at the dinner table and, like, my mum was with this fat cunt. And I didn't know what was going on. Obviously, my mum's a bad hustler, bro. She's a worker since she was fucking a little girl.
Yep.
She's been sex worker her whole life, bro. She knows how to hustle dudes. And she was with this cunt. And he was, like, on the nod. And she was on the nod. And then my mum's been trying to get... My grandparents have been trying to get my mum clean for years at this point.
So this is your mum's parents, obviously?
Yeah, and I was living with them.
Yep.
And then she's just got out of jail for doing that 8 years for fucking the attempted murder. She shot someone in South Australia. She gets out of jail clean and then starts fucking up. My grandparents are like, not again. They know the signs. You can imagine if your daughter did that, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's a bad subject, bro. I never got how my grandparents could laugh about this shit. But now I do. And they're going like, she's at the table and she pissed herself at the table, at the dinner table, and we were all eating.
Yeah.
My grandparents had a go at her, and like, then this guy started saying, like, look, if it wasn't for heroin, I'd be on the streets. It saved my life. And then my grandparents are going, like, you fucking serious, cunt? You're going to try and tell me heroin's a good thing? My granddad ended up bashing this cunt, this fat cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, eventually this fat guy's, like, dribbling with his shirt ripped and blood all over him. And my mum's standing there with, like, a big patch of piss on her. And they're at the front going off their heads. Like, and my grandparents are just cracking up, bro. You know what I mean? They're like, and as a kid, I was like, this isn't funny, bro. But now I get it. my pops, this back cut, he goes, he's about 120 kilos, you know what I mean? My pop's fucking 5 foot tall.
Oh,
he
wow.
He jumped the cut out the door, and because he's so fat and he's like stumbled, he's took the whole fly screen with him. Yeah, and he's got up and he's holding the fly screen at the front of our door, holding the fly screen, trying to put it on, like on the knob. My mum's sitting there, like, walking around trying to gather her stuff up with piss on her. My pop's fucking yelling, get the fuck out of here. All the neighbours are out in the street, lad. I'm thinking, that's traumatic for me, cuz.
And like, you know what? Absolutely. Like, oh, and I don't mean...
That's funny, bro. You know what I mean? That's...
I'm laughing at the way you're telling the story because the reality is going back to that period in your life, that would have been traumatic. That's your mum standing there, you know, and some fucking piece of shit you don't know. And you know mum's not well. You know mum's got an illness. She's an addiction. And yet here she is. She's humiliated herself at the table in front of her parents, and next minute, old mate's getting booted out by your grandfather. I mean,
and having them, let's imagine being him. Imagine being your daughter comes to dinner, she brings a gronk. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
And then she tells him that he's got her back on heroin
in front of you.
While she's on the nod, like dribbling
at the dinner table,
drowning in her fucking minestrone or something. Bro, and then that's bad enough, bro. And then he's stepped back and he's laughing about it.
Oh, so he thought it was a joke that she was humiliating herself in front of her family, basically.
Well, he wouldn't have at the time.
No, not at all.
It would have hurt. It would have killed him. Like, yeah. Imagine the feelings he thought. But then years later, when he's telling me, it's crack up.
It would be, you know, you talk about something like that in the family home, you know, and. For those that are listening out there today, I'm sure that, you know, you will never experience anything like that. And nor should anyone have to experience that. But the reality is, this is addiction. This is life. And we're talking about, you know, your mum, whom, you know, she's the mother, you. You're her child. But yet there's none of this worry about what you're seeing or hearing or... The fact that, you know, this is actually happening in front of you, in front of the people that are loving you and caring for you, grandparents, her parents, you know, that really doesn't set a good path for you and what's going to come for your future.
I remember at the time a lot of people told me, like, I'm sure you could tell by, like, talking to me, I'm not like your average person who's had the life I've had. You know, a lot of people that have lived my life, they're pretty dumb and at least not aware of this, like, they're not really aware of their own situation.
No, they just repeat. And I went.
They're just the victim of their own activity. You know.
I went back to Ed's back at Campbelltown there about 4 years ago to do a documentary on my life for SBS, and we filmed back in the Bronx, mate, straight in there.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, the street I grew up in and the surrounding streets, they're still the same fucking families there. I hadn't been back there in over 30 years. And the same families are still there, different generations, same houses look the same as they did when I was 5 and 6 years of age. There is just either no common sense about wanting to break the cycle or they just don't give a fuck because you're a prime example. I'm a prime example and there's hundreds of us out there that can break the cycle. There's no way in the world. And this is no disrespect to anybody out there from the houses because that's made me who I am today. But if you've got a chance to not raise kids in that sort of environment, don't fucking do it. Get out of there.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. But at the same time, I've been a victim of it, lad. Like, I've had people say, like, you act like this cunt doesn't know what he's doing to himself. It's like, bro, I know what I'm doing to myself. But my life's so fucking shit at the time, bro. I've added up do I want to be affected by drugs and have people judge me for that and like be considered a fucking junkie?
Yeah.
Or do I want to feel the way I want to feel? I'm feeling like every day without it. And like the risk or like the risk to reward, it's all lose, but it, one outweighs the other just by a tiny bit. And like I said, I fucking was told as a kid, you're gonna do this and you're gonna go to jail and you're gonna fucking this. And like, eat, like, I've never talked about it either, bro. And
you're right, brother.
I thought on this, I had a feeling that I was just gonna, I just felt like I would bring it up today. And it's kind of fucking me up this whole time. Like, I don't really know what to say with any other questions because this is in the back of my head, bro. But when I was a kid, I was the same, bro. Molested as a kid, a few different people.
Yep.
A few different times. It's a bit of a fucked up situation, but I've never even said them words to my girlfriend.
It's all right, brother. You're sitting here talking to another survivor husky, so.
Like, she knows, you know what I mean?
I got you, brother.
After that, it makes you really not want to be a victim of anyone else's bullshit.
Yeah.
So if it's even some cunt that you consider a friend, you think they don't like you, you just wipe the cunt, fuck them. And I'm like that to this day. I've sabotaged so many things because I'm scared that it may be. It's fucked me up, bro.
It's hard, isn't it, mate? And the thing is, you know,
that's what made me. I thought, like, if I'm going to be a fuck up, it's going to be because I chose to be.
Yeah. There's
like, drugs, this and that. Like, I literally, like, I always thought I was just going to kill myself because I never thought I wasn't going to kill myself.
You were basically given the addiction before you even got to take a breath, you know, to come out a dome baby and then to have to deal with life as it was for you to witness the things that you would have seen. And I'm sure there's a lot more there that, you know, you won't speak about, and rightfully so. But the trauma that, you know, has now left you as a grown man that you've got to work through after many years of, I mean, your own addictions, jail time, wasted time, I call it, you know, and fuck, it's something that, you know, we've been down that road, and you look around and look at now and, you know, like we were chatting the other day, you and I, and I've got to say to you, you said to me, oh, look, just with my daughter, I'm doing, you know, I've got time with my, I was like, man, instantly, brother, speak no more. Go and be a dad and love that moment, you know, embrace that moment. And you know, for someone whom, like yourself, had no, you know, connection and felt that love, the way you spoke as a father, you would never ever think that this was your beginning.
You're right, bro. And that's exactly how it feels like at beginning, man. Like, fucking, even, like, up until this last 6 months of jail I done, I never thought I was this fucked up, bro. Like, I fucking, I'd be pushing shit down. Like, sorry, bro, it's fucking me up at the moment.
You can check out more of DJ Husky and Brent on season 5 of The Clink.
For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right. For the record, you ain't trying to grow, then it's done for you. That's right. For the record, lab on me going all the way.
All the way.
For the record, ain't trying to link, no time to waste.
Stop calling.
For the record. For the record, yeah. For the record, yeah. For the record, yeah. For the record, for the record.